Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to pharmajanes.com for cannabis delivered.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Getting Dug with High. You already saw his name flying through space, and so you know that you love him from Lost and Lord of the Rings.
You don't care.
I do. And Dom's Wild Things.
Yeah, nice.
On, I don't want to say the wrong network.
BBC America.
BBC America.
In the States, and OLN in Canada.
OLN Canada.
It's a very
Check
important
it out.
Outdoor living network.
Yeah, and you're up to your like second season?
Yeah, we just had episode 3 of the second season last night, which was me in Costa Rica helping sloths across the street and looking for a very rare, very cute frog.
Okay, so sometimes you go cute. It's not always vicious.
Yeah, we go cute, we go rare, we go peculiar, we go dangerous, we go venomous, we go strange. I like to tell stories about animals that have been a little ignored, you know, because I love polar bears and lions and tigers, but we're always going to tell those stories.
I love it. Underappreciated animals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a lot out there.
The unsung heroes of the animal world.
And the ones that make most people go, ugh. Like, right. You know, there's a reason why you go, ugh, and usually that's a miseducation, so I'm trying to change people's ideas.
Do you know what that giant bug is that Kate captured?
That looked like a penis for a moment.
Yeah, it looks like a potato,
you know what this
a potato
is?
Bug, maybe? That Kate Capshaw has in her hand in the bug tunnel in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Oh, man, that's a long time
that's a
ago since
question.
I've seen it.
I can't believe when it came out with such a hard question.
I would say that is a large, grasshoppery type thing. Could be a Jerusalem cricket by the sounds of it.
It's creepy as hell.
Why? Really? Why is that creepy to you?
Because it's not only it's a bug, it's really big, you know?
Yeah, that's, but I mean, big doesn't necessarily mean scary.
Well, you know, that's why most movies about spiders, it's not, you know, they're not really tiny ones. They're usually
bulkier. That's my whole thing.
Or they just make a science fiction and make a really big one.
Right, but that's my whole thing with the show. It's like you have to look at this again with a different filter or from a different angle, because we grow up with these ideas that spiders are icky and dangerous and weird and odd and all this kind of stuff, and snakes will kill you and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, spiders are just different. That's all it is. It's just a different animal. They have 8 legs. When an 8-legged animal moves, it moves differently than an animal that has 2 legs, you know?
I'm not scared of them. I don't like to clean, so I got plenty of them in my place.
Right. I just feel like
I try to find new cobwebs, you know, spider webs all the time.
It doesn't make them any less significant or important just because they're different from us, you know?
Absolutely.
Did you just get a text?
No, we've got 2 minutes till we start smoking.
Okay.
Because we start right at 4:20.
Oh, well, that's good.
Is that a tradition all over the world, you think, the 420 thing, or just us, just America?
I don't think
it's
as popular in England as it is in the States, but obviously if you hang around with a group of people that take their weed seriously, they'll know about the concept of 420, but it's not as big as it is.
I think people stay up till 2:20 a.m. in the UK to watch this live.
Cool.
8 hours ahead, right?
What's up, UK? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they're staying up very late, so it's I appreciate it.
So they're probably already way ahead of people in terms of getting stoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not you.
I don't know if they get... It'd be hard for me to stay awake if I'm getting high at 2:20 a.m.
Really? It makes you fall asleep?
And watching people get high. Oh, here we go. We got 1 minute.
It makes you fall asleep? Weed does not make me fall asleep. Weed
does
the exact opposite to me.
Even if it's an indica?
I don't tend to hit indica that much, but sativa...
Because those make me really sleepy. But even a sativa, you know, sometimes will make me... But
no,
these have all been loaded with sativas, by the way.
Okay, so
just pick up, grab the lighter.
Well, what do you think? You're the connoisseur. Like, what's
well, I have to hit this thing first every time because it's really impossible to clear, or at least it is for me. And so I want to achieve it.
Okay.
I tried it every week for weeks.
I'll do something simple then. Maybe I'll do the one that looks like...
This pipe is pretty nice and smooth and not...
This looks like Darth Vader's pipe.
That's supposed to be a microphone.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it looks like Darth Vader's penis.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to hit this thing. That's we're going to smoke in a second.
Oh, my
I'm
going to
tell you all about it.
I have stuff to do later on.
For expedience sake, we can...
Completely.
You got stuff to do?
I have stuff to do,
this
dude.
This is bad planning.
That's all right.
For you,
I'm a pretty good functioning stoner. It's not a big deal. So why is it hard? It's hard to clear all the smoke out. Oh, yeah.
I think I did it.
You're a good sucker.
Let's hear it, everybody, for my achievement. It took three different tips that people gave me combined to make that happen that way. How's that for you?
It's okay.
That's Alaskan Thunderfuck that you're smoking.
I could have told you that.
You could have?
Yeah.
It's from Alaska's Matanuska Valley, and it's a sativa.
I've already lost it.
And Leafly reviewers love it for its high-energy social buzz and charming name.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a relatively high-functioning stoner. I tend to make lists and clean the house and play FIFA and invent the future.
Somebody wrote,
a little high.
Play FIFA means you play a video soccer thing? Football, sorry.
You don't know what FIFA is?
What?
Do you play video games?
Fever, you're saying?
FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA. Isn't
I'm just
that
confused
the
that you smoke a ton of weed and you
football?
Don't play video games. Mm-mm. There's a gap in your life,
though. No, because I got to do shit. I got a podcast and shit.
You also have to play video games. I mean, that's...
Do you
have played video games?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I've dedicated years to it.
Oh, okay,
I've just reached a point where I'm just like, I just don't even have them in the house because I have too much to do.
You have stuff to do.
Yeah.
You have weed to smoke. I hear you.
I do. On Leafly about the Alaskan Thunderfuck, somebody said it's a favorite for mornings and Creedence.
What's Creedence?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nice.
So it's the old school rock and roll stoner. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when I first came to L.A., there was this weed floating around called Skywalker. Do you ever hear about that?
I haven't.
It was just
There's
a strain.
So many strains out there.
So many strains, and I think they're probably all the same. They just give them a different name. But Skywalker was kind of fun. And then there's one at the moment that I like, which is called something like Amazing or Beautiful Blue. It might be Amazing Blue.
Amazing Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's just the same marijuana, you just give it a different name.
Yeah, have you ever heard of L.A. Confidential? That's an indica.
And I don't go anywhere near indicas. They
according
make me feel...
to Leafly, this one, and see if you agree, delivers intense euphoria and sleepy after effects.
Yeah, I don't like that from my weed. I want it to keep me up, play video games, and watch The Matrix.
Somebody wrote, I'm tingly in my heart area. It's their review.
No, I don't.
I don't want a tingly heart.
Indica makes me feel It makes me feel three times heavier than I actually am, which is like 350 pounds, dude. I don't want to feel like that one.
Yeah, no, that's what I weigh, and it's terrible. So that's the strains, and let's talk about this beautiful thing right here.
Okay.
That we're going to try that, you know, you may just want to take like one hit if you do have stuff to do.
Why is it like?
Because, well,
diamonds
our friend,
come off
this is
it?
From our friends at PharmaJanes.com. And it's, these are called, they come in a little thing like this. And PharmaJanes, of course, is a medical marijuana delivery service and places where you can get your medical marijuana. And these are pre-rolled joints called Honey Bud Oilers. And they're joints that are infused with purified nitrogen extract of cannabis to achieve 70% THC and related cannabinoids. So in other words, this is a joint that is going to get you extra high than a joint this size normally would. It's so effective, they don't even bother to tell you what kind of weed is on the inside what.
Yeah, it's pretty... And is it just this particular joint that speaks to you, or do other ones speak to you as well? Because I'm having a conversation with it in the book. Is that normal?
That might be from the thing you already smoked. Do you want to start it off?
Yeah, I'll have a look.
Here we go. And then I've got a very important question
oil?
For you.
Is that what you said? It's like this is dipped in an oil?
Mm-hmm. The paper that they
decadent.
Wrap it with. Yeah. They're just constantly taking it to another level. Mmm. And I love them for it.
It does not taste that good. It tastes like really old weed.
Maybe old weed is...
Like when I started
maybe it's like
smoking,
wine.
When I started smoking weed, which was when I was about 15 or 16, we would smoke rubbishy weed, and it smells a little... it tastes a little diesel-y.
a little diesel-y.
Yeah, I mean, I'd mistake that taste personally for like, wow, this is really going to fuck me up.
Yeah, in that case, stick to the water now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good when you cough.
Right.
I love it when stoners say that. It's good when you cough.
Unless you cough.
You get more of the smoke into your lungs. If you cough, you know, you're inhaling it more. No, it just means that it's irritated your throat and your lungs. And you're coughing.
You've irritated your own. Do you want more of this?
I'll have one more and then that's it. Otherwise, mom, who's a nun, would not be happy with me.
She watches a lot of YouTube channels. Does she worry about you with all this spider chasing?
No. I've been doing it for so long. She worries about me when, you know, I fly on planes or I drive in fast cars. But in terms of animals, she knows I'm always going to do that.
Yeah, flying in planes, that's an interesting one that people are so scared of. There hasn't been, like, other than, you know, that
the
flight
woman
that disappeared
off the face of the earth.
This is a bad time to talk about this,
and,
but
and
that's one
everyone.
Plane out of millions.
Yeah, it is the safest way to travel.
Yeah.
It's just, statistically, it's the safest way to travel. But if you are on that plane where it happens, I mean, shit is going to get real. You're going to hit the ground like a fucking dart, and that's probably going to result in your graphic death spread over a large distance, you know?
I had a dream while I was on a flight the other day, and I was sleeping in my chair, and I had a dream that I was on a plane that just suddenly, not just start sputtering or anything, but just suddenly started plummeting straight down. Like, there's no way there's going to be any, and I hate talking about dreams. I usually don't have them because I'm usually high when I fall asleep, but... When I woke up from that, my first thought was, well, if you hit at that speed, there's got to be very little pain. It's got to be over immediately.
Yeah, you probably die on the way down, right?
Oh, that's true, too, right?
Yeah, I'll let you finish your thought, though. Go on.
That's it.
Oh, was that it?
I was just thinking about how, as ways to go, it'd be horrifying, then once it's done pretty fast.
But, Doug, if you're in a plane and it's like this, and then pretty immediately it goes like this... You're going to die before it hits the ground. You're either going to die from a heart attack or you might fall down to this point from here.
I don't know about the heart attack theory. I've been on a lot of roller coasters.
Mm-hmm. I hate talking about dreams, too.
That's like the Mark Wahlberg tough guy, you know, like, if I'd have been there.
Right.
Plane wouldn't be missing if I was there.
I hate talking about dreams, too, but can I just tell you this one thing that happened? This is the day before yesterday. So the part of the dream that I remember was I was hanging out with this kind of enlightened, either Israeli or Turkmenistani kind of looking guy, dark mustache, slightly old-fashioned clothes, and he was sat in a yogic position. He was like 6'3" and looked very enlightened and knew what was going on. And I was having this conversation with him where I was just asking him questions about life. And in the midst of that conversation, I said to him in my dream, oh, this is a dream, huh? And he went, mm-hmm, yeah, it is indeed a dream. And I went, in that case, I need to go fly. And I stood up and started flying around the room. And he was just sat in the same yoga position going, cool, cool. And then I woke up.
You know, I hate listening to dreams, but that was fun.
Yeah.
Anyway. That was a real fun one. There was some imagination there, you know? Most dreams are like, and then I couldn't find my car keys.
Yeah. I love the idea of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech being slightly different. You know, he actually gets up and says it was a dream. Like, the whole crowd listen. I have a dream. I have a dream. Okay, guys, I have a dream. I have a dream. I'm living in a plastic tunnel with a bunch of dogs, and they all speak German. And the crowd are like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? We came to hear something amazing. You have a dream?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing he meant that he dream in a different way.
Right.
That worked out nice. I'm trying to find a specific card that earlier today I had an idea for a question and I asked for
a card. You should have wrote it down on the card.
I know, right? But no, much earlier today, you know, at home or whatever. So, but I remembered it and now I'm going to ask it.
Okay, I'm ready.
what's with people that were cast members of Lost getting DUIs like crazy in Hawaii? Like, what about Hawaii and being an actor on that show?
There's two...
Made it happen. It happened like at least three times, right?
Probably. I mean, I didn't really keep that much up on it, but there's two...
Yeah, you were also probably not around for some of them.
Yeah, I think I was around for a couple of them, but it's just not something that I pay attention to. There's two major roads on the island of Oahu. There's the H2 and the Pali Highway that take you from the top of the island to the bottom. And invariably, you're going to be driving on one of them because there's only two roads in Hawaii that take you in that direction. Uh-huh.
we as a cast would tend to be driving very early in the morning or very late at night, and that's when the cops are working. So I think statistically we're in that place where we're going to get caught. And a few people got caught. And
you know, because you have a drink or two after the
long,
hard day.
Some people like to party. Some people make the mistake of drinking and driving, and they'll catch you. Actors drive late at night, and they drive on those highways.
It just was kind of a funny coincidence to me, you know?
Yeah.
Especially, and also one that I like to talk about because I think that marijuana, you know, is much safer than alcohol.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
You mean in terms of driving?
In terms of everything.
Yeah. I mean,
like driving, they've actually, in Orange County, they did a study and to see if people that are high if it impairs their driving. And apparently this one study said that, it improved their driving. I don't necessarily buy that, but I do think you get very focused when you're driving when you're high.
And yes,
that's,
you can
that's
have
what
that.
You need to be. It's like that's why when you're high, you can be great at playing video games.
Right, you have that one thought concept.
You're like, this is what I'm doing right now.
Right, but the thing about driving in real life is sometimes your one thought can be interrupted by someone smashing into you in a large bus.
Sure, but then you'd go, that bus would have hit me whether I was high or not.
No, you're probably dead at that point.
Right? And you're probably also dead.
Yeah.
I've been in a couple of car accidents, and now in movies when they do those, really, they love to do the car accident out of nowhere. Like, when two people are just talking in a car I tense up no matter what movie. Like, the Guilt Trip, I was the whole time. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
When is a car going to hit these fuckers?
I'd love to see Seth Rogen in a car accident. But that's just a side note. But
people beg for him to come on the show, and we can't get him on.
Born Identity. That's where that began. Born Identity. The original Born Identity.
Super.
He's driving in that little old-fashioned Mini, and he gets smashed by a car to his side, and it was revolutionary. Born Identity has a lot of things that happen in it that were amazing.
Well, there was also that weird single take opening of Erin Brockovich where she's driving out in the valley and she does like a U-turn and then gets T-boned by another car.
Wow.
And Soderbergh shot it. So it's like Julia Roberts coming out of a bank or whatever, mm-hmm. getting into her car. It's all one shot. Like there's no place for them to put a stunt woman in.
Right.
But she pulls out and then gets hit really like the stunt is in the same shot.
They didn't use it?
No, it's in the beginning of Erin Brockovich.
I don't remember the beginning.
But it's like, why does Erin Brockovich have such a showy opening shot? But it's effective when she gets hit because you don't expect it. It just looks like a boring, there's Erin Brockovich going somewhere.
Also, slightly controversial, because I think she's a fantastic actress, but the year that Julia Roberts wins the Oscar for Erin Brockovich, she beat Ellen Burstyn for Requiem for a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen Burstyn should have won for Requiem for a Dream. That performance is insane.
I mean,
you compare that to a Wonder Bra and a gum-chewing attitude, as opposed to like getting your hair shaved and shoes
really,
getting put down your throat.
Julia really
showed
us
bags
that she
and
could
stuff.
Be a character actor.
I like Erin Brockovich, though.
You know, that's the thing. It's always, all that shit is just, it's bullshit.
Politics.
Yeah, totally politics, especially
I look the word politics up in my dictionary, and it definitely ties to the Academy Awards in some way.
Especially when it comes to the actors, they're there to anoint. They're there to say this is like they've decided Jennifer Lawrence is the shit. So like,
right? She is though.
She is.
She pretty
she
much is.
Absolutely is.
Yeah.
But doesn't need to get nominated every time.
No.
For everything.
What do you think of McConaughey's speech? Pretty far out, right? My
what
hero
do people think of this conversation?
I think in the entire universe, it's the greatest of all time. That's me. 10 years time. What the fuck
that was
are
a
you
weird
talking
ass
about?
Speech.
That is
like,
mental. Why do you say Buddha? I don't know. Someone who did something amazing. You're a great actor. You're not the greatest hero in the history of the world ever.
Well, there's a lot of build-up. He gave a lot of speeches up until then.
Me.
Like, Jared Leto's speech at the Independent Spirit Awards was amazing. They cut it all up for the version they put on TV on a channel nobody watches.
Fuckers.
But it was amazing because he was like, I'd like to thank, and then it was just this long list of like, you know, real thank yous mixed in with like joke thank yous and stuff.
Mm.
And so it was a really, really fun speech. And then, you know, capped it off with the emotional something about AIDS or whatever.
He had Academy Award winning hair this year. I'll definitely give him that. That
he
was
did that.
Some stupendous hair, which created a word. You know that, right? Well, not a word, but gave a new meaning to a word. Hombre. He has hombre hair. Yeah, go figure.
He does.
Yeah. It's one color at the top and a different color at the bottom. You can get ombre nails now.
Okay, well, when we come back from the break, we're going to try to actually do some stuff we had planned.
but so far we've just been charging ahead.
Yeah, I like chatting.
So this weed's not bad. We'll be right back.
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
How many people have a gold-plated necklace? Okay. How many of you are allergic to that plating process and it turns the skin green? Okay. Two people. That's a common chemical reaction that happens to most human beings if they are alive, which means, technically, the rest of you may be undead. Okay, let's move on.
Jash. Hey, we're back. Getting Doug with High, our guest.
For those
of you,
for those of you
who came in late,
so thanks, good. Getting Doug with High.
Our guest is Monahan Dominic.
Hello.
And he is going to roll a joint for me. Because he has declared himself high enough, and but I
just have dinner later.
I want him to show. Well, that's the perfect time to get too high.
I guess that's true. This is a crazy grinder.
Yeah, and you can unscrew that thing and then just dump it out of the hole in the side, right onto wherever you want to put it.
Well, let's change this up.
Let's do your high history.
Okay.
Yeah. Second time you ever smoked pot.
Oh, second time.
Mm-hmm. Because the first time it didn't work, right?
The first time I coughed a lot and kind of had a whiteout. You know what a whiteout is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just got pale, felt sick. It was obviously my body saying, don't do that, that's poison.
I think they also call it a green out.
Oh, right. You know, in England, people... Oh, nice. We have enough.
Yeah, that's good.
We have enough sweet apple cherry with tobacco. In England, they tend to roll their marijuana with cigarettes. So usually the way that you'll smoke
spleef,
it in England...
That's called spleef, right?
Spliff.
But yeah, some people say spleef.
Oh, maybe the Jamaicans say spleef.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I broke.
Things are different everywhere. It's fun to like when a bowl is finished. Like, what's your favorite expression for when you know instead of passing it to the person, you say, "Well, it's cashed." Is one that we say.
Oh, nice. Okay, I don't know if we have a phrase for that.
Spent.
Yeah,
it's another one, Gabe.
Grounded, maybe.
Cashed. I said. Get mad at him about it. I said cashed.
I wouldn't be.
Thanks a lot.
I honestly wouldn't be able to tell you when the second time was I smoked weed. I mean, it would have been around the years of 14 to early 15, and it would have been with a couple of friends from Manchester who were all interested in the Beatles and realized that the Beatles had smoked marijuana and
oh, good.
Found out if we could get hold of some. But honestly, the first time I smoked weed, I felt really quite sick. Because they roll it with cigarettes, and
yeah, it's a little that'll be a bit much. Mm-hmm. If you're not already a cigarette smoker, I still find cigarettes disgusting.
I do too. I was saying to a friend the other day, you think it's now strange that do you have a pokey? A pokey, some like a matchstick type looking thing.
How about that? Would that work?
Mm, yeah, I'm going to make a mess of your table. It's okay.
That's all right.
Don't you think it's strange now when you see someone smoking a cigarette? It makes me look twice. Like, I would never look twice at a smoker. I'd just be like, that's just someone smoking a cigarette. Now, when I see someone smoking a cigarette, it looks peculiar to me. It makes me look again. Do you have that? No?
Yeah,
it's becoming less and less
common. And also, whenever I see somebody with a, you know, a vaporizer pen kind of deal, you know, like a...
There's your pokey.
Electronic cigarette, e-cig.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always try to get close enough to them to find out if it's a... If it's got weed in it, or if it's for smokers.
No, I hear you. Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's got weed in it, then they'll probably recognize me and then offer me a hit.
Of course.
But if it's just got regular smoke in it, then I'm just talking to some smoker.
Do you remember the first time I met you? You don't.
Yeah, I do. I do. It was very exciting. I was at the Toronto International Film Festival about to watch a movie that he was in, so I was aware that he might be there or was going to be there. But I'm sitting in like in the middle of a row, too. You had to work it to get to me.
Kind of the endish.
It wasn't on the end.
No.
Yeah, and I get this tap, you know, and I look up, and it's him, and I think you just said...
We're going to have to, you know, do some of this.
I think I said something along the lines of
smoking gesture.
I said, dude, I love your movie, Super High Me. I thought it was so hilarious and so brilliant. And I said, let's hang out later and smoke. And you were like, okay, cool. And you were a little bit like, oh, and then I walked off.
You don't remember doing this move, though? I think you did this.
Oh, I probably did that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Okay.
The internationally approved gesture.
But that was a lot more. I thought it was quicker than that. But also, I was, you know, stunned the whole time. I got high outside and went in to watch this crazy movie you're in.
Yeah, with a lot
those midnight movies there are nuts,
and had a lot of dead bodies in it. So in yeah. England, it's tradition to put a little filler at the bottom of your joint.
Yeah.
Which we usually make out of these guys. So usually, when you get to the end of this, like if you're hanging out with all your mates and it's like this, and that's all you've got. You're like, oh, dude, you're going to have to do the tiniest, most sophisticated little... But we have ample
space. You have quite a challenge on your hands when you're down to the last.
Right.
That's really cool. You really know how to do that.
And doing it
while very high, too.
You don't smoke bowls in England, really. You smoke joints. You smoke spliffs. This might be a little narrow.
And what about, like, I'm always really scared walking around, like, London and, like, trying to find a spot to smoke. Like, I feel like if I got caught, there'd be consequences.
It's a little loose. not so much anymore. I mean, there's been times in my lifetime where weed has been a little decriminalized and then it's got serious again. Usually with a Labour government, a left-wing government, it gets decriminalized. And then with a Conservative government, it gets a little more stricter. You're okay. If you got caught with your own personal marijuana in London, the police officer might take it from you and then kind of let you go on your way.
What do you think he'd do with it?
He'd probably throw it away or give it to someone. But they're not. Mm. They're not overly. Mm. Yeah, be careful. It's a little loose.
Considering how fast you did it, I'm impressed.
Thank you. Was that about 45 minutes? time, you silly thing.
Well, that's interesting, because there's never any kind of like big talk of like let's make it legal or let's just make it really criminal or you know like
no not
they
really.
Just sort of let it float in this
they just let it be
in between.
Yeah, and Holland, obviously the Netherlands has legalized marijuana for years, and I think England's, because it's quite close to Holland, learned from some of the mistakes that they made and some of the things that they've done, and eventually thought, you know what, let's just leave it.
That's the entirety of my Europe experience.
Holland,
Amsterdam twice and London twice.
Yeah, Amsterdam's a cool city. It's a very cool city.
I love being in a foreign place where I know what everybody's saying.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's really different, but I understand everything.
And they speak almost every language in the Netherlands. They'll speak German, French, English, maybe Italian, Dutch, obviously. Kind of crazy.
Let's do some pot topics.
Okay.
Pot topic.
That's where we see what's going on in the news of marijuana. And Maryland. Good for you, Maryland. They did it. Possession of small amounts of marijuana will no longer be a crime in the state of Maryland under a law passed Monday and sent to Governor Martin O'Malley for his expected signature.
Okay,
adults caught with less than 10 grams of pot will get a citation that will be treated like a traffic ticket and pay a fine of $100, but they can no longer go to jail for it.
Nice. Hey, what was happening in New York State? I thought they were having some sort of change in the rules.
I think they've been talking about it, but, you know.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. The new mayor, you know, Bloomberg's out, so the new guy, he's pro-weed.
Who is the new guy?
But I think he's in the weeds. I think he's got a lot of problems.
Oh. Do we know this guy?
It's like he's on the, I think he's in the Post every day with his marital problems.
Oh, that's a shame.
You know. Or how weird his family is, something like that. I don't
I like the Toronto mayor. I mean, I know it's been covered quite a lot, but boy, howdy, the Toronto mayor is so much fun. Like,
yeah, it's really
just as
it's
a villainous
quite remarkable
character. Yeah.
That exists and that in some way I think it's encouraged because it's so entertaining.
And also, I think Canadians are more likely to be like, oh, you, as opposed to other countries where they're like, get out, can't do that.
Can't talk like that. Canadians are like, you it is, silly
it
is thing.
I thought it was hard to get them mad, but they got mad at me once.
What did you do in Canada?
I wasn't in Canada. It was like something I said on television here, but it was a Canada joke, and they didn't care for it one bit.
Oh. Yeah. Justin Bieber yeah. slapped me.
I told them I was sorry. I was. I didn't know that it would upset them. That's not what I'm trying to do with my comedy.
Yeah.
I hope I make people cry tonight. Uruguay. Have you ever been to Uruguay?
No, I've never been.
This is crazy. Prisoners will be able to use marijuana if a doctor says it will benefit their health.
You have confinement issues.
Yeah, I guess.
So that's why you need it.
Yeah, and also medicinal pot will be incorporated into the country's public health system alongside acupuncture and homeopathic remedies. So Uruguay is just embracing it.
Yeah, they'll
just
put it
like
in
it's medicine.
They'll put it in the water supply next.
Yeah, and you know how marijuana is still a Schedule I narcotic, according to the feds here? Yeah,
what
along
they know?
With meth and heroin and.
Is it really? It's on that level.
I mean, you've done those things on film, right? I don't know how much experience you have with other drugs.
Brown sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, literally brown sugar in Lost. Charlie was a heroin addict, and they had little baggies. That was brown sugar. I've snorted.
How do you depict that, doing what it's like? Did you just watch footage of people doing it?
Yeah, I spoke to a lot of addicts. Mm-hmm. I'm friends with a few people who've been through that. I'm friends with people who've, you know, had experiences with heroin. Read books. I read quite a few books on people in prison who have heroin addictions, because obviously Lost was based on an island, so I read two mm-hmm. books on that. And then, you know, I've nodded off a few times whilst being inebriated on certain things, so I could...
Yeah, sure. You kind of know what that's about.
Right. Planes.
Yeah.
That's my least
when
favorite place to...
When you're exhausted on a plane and you can't go to sleep because
and if you're in one of those seats that goes from here to here...
Yeah. Oh.
So good. I just...
I'll go an entire flight sleeping the flight, and at the end I'll go, oh, there's a button. I could have done that.
Damn it.
Because it just sucks no matter what.
I have to get flat to go to sleep. Like, I could sleep on this floor without a cover or a pillow, but if I'm not allowed to go flat, I'm pretty much awake.
There's a lot more. They're putting that into a lot more planes now, mm-hmm. especially flying to Europe. You know, more often than not have those
same planes.
Oh,
do you know
God,
that?
That's
Virgin
crazy.
Is doing a first-class section where you have your own bed and you have your own shower.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If that plane crashes, there'll be some weird shit going on in the wreckage.
Like a real full-size bed? Would you have to have like a you'd have to have a seatbelt on?
I guess maybe you
have to be belted
in
into your bed.
Yeah, maybe you do.
You have to be, because that sudden turbulence sometimes, people get knocked out.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway, Schedule I narcotic, it might change. Attorney General Eric Holder said the Obama administration would be willing to work with Congress if lawmakers want to make take marijuana off of the list of most dangerous drugs. So that'd,
so it's
be,
like they're,
that'd
they're,
be cool.
They're willing to have the conversation about it.
Yeah, and Obama is gonna do some things in the second term that they won't be able to stop him.
Right.
And it's gonna be stuff like this.
There's a relatively well known
He seemed
photograph.
Like pro pot while we were electing him.
Right.
And then he sort of turned a blind eye. But I think it was because it was his first term and he had to get a second term, because then that's when he can really do some fucking executive orders. Just like Schwarzenegger decriminalized it in California quietly right before he left office.
Was that in Schwarzenegger's
Schwarzenegger
term?
Did it. Yeah, he fixed it so it's just a ticket, just like this other place, Maryland. It's only a $100 ticket.
Right.
But also, if you have your medical card, they can't, you know. Maybe they give you a ticket for smoking it in public or something like that.
I feel like if the state of California or New York do it, that's going to cause an incredible groundswell in the mm-hmm. country and probably spread like wildfire, because it's a trend-setting place,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, Alaska's next, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Sarah Palin's up to that stuff?
I don't think
she
probably doesn't have a strong opinion one way or the other. Most politicians really don't care which way it goes. They just want to stay on the side that most people want.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah. This is the most weed-centric city I've ever lived in. I've you know, come from Manchester, lived in London, lived in Ireland, lived in New Zealand, lived in Hawaii. Los Angeles is the most marijuana-influenced place I've ever lived in. Just in terms of pharmacies and posters and media and people talking about it. It's interesting.
Yeah. No, it's very,
I'm sure
very
Amsterdam's
open.
Much more like that, but I mean...
Yeah. But like, you know, we got the LA Weekly. It's a free weekly that's stacked up everywhere, and it's the back several pages near the stripper clubs are all just either how to get a marijuana card or where to go to get marijuana.
Or how to grow plants and stuff.
Here's a Twitter question, finally getting to one of those. DFloy2012 wants to know, what's your favorite team to play in FIFA?
Manchester United. I'm from Manchester, so I don't really play any sport. I did play a six-year-old boy last night, and he was allowed to choose the team that I played for.
You're such a versatile actor. You played a six-year-old boy?
Yeah, thank you. So he chose Real Madrid, and I chose Liverpool. He chose Liverpool for me.
What just happened? We had the sound of game time, but that's coming up. Still, there's so much left to cover.
Real Madrid, good team. I played Liverpool, not that good as Real Madrid, and I still beat the little bastard 4-1.
All right. I don't know if you have to call him names. But.
Well, you know, he's coming at me wrong, you know. He can't come at me like that. Maybe Liverpool.
Don't come at him like that. He talks to spiders.
Have you held a tarantula before?
I think so, yes. I think I have. I've held a lot of things because I'm kind of squeamish, but especially if it's like, I was on a morning show once with these ladies, women in Portland, Oregon. It was like a Portlandia sketch. Mm-hmm. I was on a morning show where these two women brought in all these different bugs. You got to hold them. And at one point I held a cockroach. Mm-hmm. And a cockroach isn't scary at all when it's just in your hand.
No, of course.
Because they don't skitter. Right. They don't jump around. They're just sitting there on your hand.
Right.
And that's nothing. That's the only thing that's scary about a cockroach, I think, is just the way they run around.
Yeah, and I don't obviously find them scary at all, but I don't understand how people can be scared of animals that clearly can't hurt you. You know, like a cockroach really can't hurt you if you wash your hands.
There's something about it, though. It seems indomitable. Like, if you stomp on it, it'll throw you out a window.
But, Doug, that's the myth. That's these things that I'm trying to break.
Yeah, well, I held one in my hand. I'm on your team.
I know. I'm just having this conversation with you. There are animals out there that carry these very weighty myths, but they hold no value, you know. If you spook most wild animals, they will try and get away from you. They won't come towards you. Cockroaches usually look for shadows, so when you see them running, they're looking for a shadow to get safe. They're not running to, you know, to like go get their friends and come back, or they're just trying to get away, you know. I don't know.
Round up a posse and come back and fuck up your
shit.
Don't
get the queen of the cockroaches.
This one's a really specific question. Like, I hope that this isn't somebody making something up, but it sounds legit. At Mr. Burke wrote, what's the biggest Lego project you and Elijah would, I assume, have worked on?
Right. So this is in relation to me doing, I think, Conan, and telling Conan that me and Lige were going to build the Millennium Falcon.
Lige? That's what his friends call him? Or just you?
I think most of his friends...
I don't think I've ever heard that.
A lot of his friends call him Lige, yeah.
I've hung out with him at Fantastic Fest, which you've been to.
He's a fantastic person.
It's so fun. He's such a good guy.
So Lige and I had said that we were going to build the Millennium Falcon, and I had recently gone on Conan and said, oh yeah, Lige and I are going to build the Millennium Falcon. And we've never got around to it, A, because we're both working and busy and doing stuff, B, because the original Lego Millennium Falcon is like a few thousand dollars, and I'm cheap, and Elijah's cheap. Neither one of them. So
a few thousand? Like 2,000?
I would say maybe $2,500 to $3,000 is not outlandish.
I'd spend that to see it happen. I wouldn't build it, but...
I'll tell you what it doesn't have, though, is the hiding escape... Not escape pod. The hiding thing that they go under. You know, when they land at the Death Star and they hide in that little hidey hole? It doesn't have that.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of hidey holes, this is a fun thing that... how are we doing on time? We all right? Okay.
I read that.
This thing, it looks like a stack of credit cards, you know, and you could just slide in your wallet with your credit cards. This fellow gave this to me in Dallas the other night. And you open it up. And
not easily.
No, they kept trying to teach me how to do it, and I'm glad I even got it open that fast this time. But it's, you could fit like four joints in here. And like this one especially would work.
Yeah, not the big fat one
there,
I rolled.
You can fit it in there. It doesn't get crushed at all. And, you know, you could cruise around
with impunity.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it. And it also, I think it's tight enough that it doesn't have a scent
tight.
Either.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can put one that you're half-smoked or whatever.
Was that his company, or he just gave you as a gift?
It's something this guy invented or created, and he's, you know, thinking about selling them, but he's not at that stage yet. This was just one he made for me, I guess.
Did it have a name? Do you remember it?
The guy?
No, the thing.
It says wallet caddy
on it.
The
weedy wallet. The
That's
cannabis
good.
Conch.
You should be a spokesman for that.
Yeah, maybe
That'd
I
be
will.
Awesome. We got one more short segment to go after this. You're holding up okay?
I'm good.
All right. We'll be right back
dinner.
With Dominic.
Jazz. I'm Eddie Pepitone, and congratulations, you've met me.
To-do list.
Margaret, number one, learn 6 languages by Monday. Number 2, taunt yoga people. And number 3, scamper away from things. Just do it!
Hey, I've been having so much fun with Dominic Monaghan that we're running late, and the show might go over by a couple of minutes.
Woo-hoo.
Usually does. But you're sufficiently high now for... Oh, I was going to say that I already forgot the number. How many people are watching?
2596.
2,596 people are watching the live stream.
Damn.
Then many, many, many more will watch
What's
it.
What's up, 2,596?
Eventually, but those people... Just got a shout out from Dominic.
Yeah, good taste.
People that are watching this later, he wasn't waving at you. but we do
90
a thing.
Million that tune in later.
Yeah. Well, not that quite that many, but we just, one of the shows, the one with Sarah Silverman, you were asking me during the break who's done it. Sarah Silverman, was it hers? No, Aubrey Plaza's.
Oh, Aubrey's great.
Aubrey and Alia Shawkat came on together.
Nice.
And they're the number one show episode, and they're up to 520,000 views.
Well, they should be. Aubrey's funny as hell. I did a show with Aubrey, it was called Celebrity Game Night with Jane Lynch from Glee, I believe. I've never seen Glee,
show,
but I heard she was on Glee.
You know, of course, that show ripped off Doug Loves Movies.
Is that right?
No.
Oh. See, I don't know anything about Glee. I just don't know anything about Glee.
No. The show you were on. Because it's just, you know, they just gathering, you know, comedians and actors and having them play games.
True.
Yeah. But I obviously would. They didn't steal it from me, but
kind of. I was on the same team as Aubrey, and she was not only funny as hell, but she won the game for us, which was wicked. She did the final round, and she won. She was good.
Good for her.
Yeah, she had to play like a kind of charades type thing. And
oh
she
God,
was,
I hate that kind of thing.
And it was me and Kristin Chenoweth was on my team as well, and she was like the cutest thing you've ever seen.
She's
you could
a
fit her in your pocket.
Yeah, she's
in the little pocket in your pocket.
We're gonna make you watch a magic trick now.
Sweet.
Let's do it. It's game time. Get in here, Gabe.
Hey, Dominic.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Do you know what augmented reality is?
I guess. You mean like the Matrix?
Like apps that see something with a camera and then things happen over them?
Mm,
I'm going to show you.
Let's see.
I actually got this augmented reality
show
spider
about
app.
It. I saw this in rehearsal.
Hold your hand out like this for me, like that. I'm going to do this and, take a picture of your hand. Like that. Place it there.
I want a picture of his foot.
Going the wrong way. Let's try this again.
Covers up his hobbit
Stoner.
Feet.
Right? I don't even smoke before this.
Hobbit feet.
Just walking into this building is...
All right, here we go.
Back.
Got a picture of your hand. Place it there.
Whoa, look at that.
Oh, nice.
Reality. It's your real hand and a fake...
Ooh, spot. Black Widow. I keep Black Widows at home.
Actually,
wait. What's going to happen now? Don't do it. Don't do it.
Tickle him like
Did
that.
You tickle it?
Nice.
What
That's
you can
very
actually
cool.
do is if you wave your hand over...
He's supposed to wave his hand
He'll
over
come
it?
Come back over.
Oh, look at
That's
that.
That's a beautiful Black Widow.
Here, try it. Wave your hand over.
Da-da-da.
I love this.
Let's try your other hand.
Oh, it's going to be on my hand, huh?
The spider on his hand.
Nice. That's cool, dude.
That for you.
Very cool. Love that trick.
Yeah. We told him you were going to be the guest. Any custom... chose a trick especially for you.
And you pick one of my favorite spiders of all time. I keep Black Widows at home. They're an amazing spider, and they're super beautiful as well. Big, black, gorgeous, nice. Shiny bodies.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah, man.
We did it. Is there anything?
It?
Yeah, we can plug something for you.
Well, let's plug my show, for goodness sake, Wild Things with Dominic Monaghan, 10, 9 Central, BBC America, Tuesday nights, and OLN in Canada, and coming to a country near you.
That's what it says. You nailed it.
Nice.
I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina this Saturday, Asheville on Sunday, and tickets just went on sale for a Doug Loves Movies taping at Irving Plaza in New York City on June 2nd. All of my tour dates are at DougLovesMovies.com.
Damn.
Dominic, what review would you give of the sativa we smoked today, Alaskan Thunderfuck? Just a one-sentence review.
Was that this one or this one?
That was this one. That was what you had in the pipe initially.
That was the one.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 7.2.
That's your review?
Oh, I give it a 7.2 out of 10. It was a pleasant smoke that was mellow and enjoyable.
Okay. All right.
This one, though,
we're
going to
send
crazy.
That into Leafly, and that'll be officially on there. This is what. And you're just super open about smoking pot, right? Like, well, I mean, were you ever concerned about doing a show like this?
No, I like you.
Sure.
And I wanted to come see you and do your show and support what you do because I think you're hilarious and super talented. And I live in a state where
it's legal what we're doing.
You can smoke marijuana, so.
Boom.
I think those are the two reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were talking about it during the break. A lot of people are, scared to do it. Not scared,
right,
just
true.
Uncomfortable. But, that's as long as we got people like you, we'll have you back on again, man.
Thanks, Doug, so much. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thanks.
We'll be back next week. See you next Wednesday.
Later, dudes.
Go to PharmaJanes.com for cannabis delivered.